Damon Whitten downstairs on the headset now. Head coach of the Lakers, a tough loss here tonight, coach, but guys played well. You came from 4-2 down, tied the game at 4 in the third period, and then the Bulldogs just exerted it, and Lowney scores the game winner. A tough game for Lake Superior State.
I thought we just played okay. You know, there's a couple guys certainly had really good games, but I thought, you know, I thought we were average or a couple, you know, poor performances. And this time of year, you can't do it. You know, we're not deep enough, we're not old enough to overcome a couple guys being passengers, and we had a little bit of that tonight. But as you mentioned, I really like the comeback. We stuck with it, did a good job fighting back. You know, Gage Terrell, a really nice goal and some important plays down there. But you know, we give up the 5-on-3 goal, which you know, we've got to have a save on that. We'll give up that shot when you're 5-on-3. We give up a face-off goal against. You know, first goal of the game, the best player in the league that you have to check and be aware of. We allow him to slip between by us for a breakaway goal. Like, I mean, it's not good enough this time of year. So certainly frustrating that way, and we'll need to be better tomorrow.
Yeah, a lot of turnovers tonight and a lot of chasing the puck in the second period. And again, I think in this game, we took too many penalties.
Yep. No, I mean, it's always, I don't know, would we have one or two, and they had four or five with that 5-on-3 extended for almost, you know, a two full minutes. So, you know, you got to stay out of the box. You can only take a penalty to save a goal this time of year. You know, you're very accurate that we chase pucks. I thought we were really sloppy in our D zone. We won a lot of faceoffs second period, but we couldn't come out clean. Give them credit. They put some pressure on you, but our D touches have to be a heck of a lot better if we're going to control a game and be tight defensively.
Yeah, it's tough to play defense when you got Corey Mack and Gerald Mayhew and Jared Van Warmer out there. I'm very impressed with all three of them. I think Van Warmer's gotten a lot bigger and stronger over his career at Ferris State, and he's a really good winger now. Mackin's a smart player who handles the puck well. And Mayhew, he looks like a pro player playing with college kids.
Well, he's the best player in the league for a reason, leading the league for a reason. And, you know, he is. He's certainly a tough matchup. And, you know, I don't know what he had beyond that first goal, but I thought for the most part we did a decent job on him after that first goal. You know, they do. They make it a tough matchup, in particular with that top line.
Yeah, they got Craig Pepley on that second line, too. He only wins almost every faceoff he takes. He had a goal and three assists tonight. He was our first star of the game. And they're a tough team. They're tough to play against. You're going to have to be on your game. You can't, as you said earlier, we can't have anybody who's not playing well playing at this time of year.
Well, and it's frustrating. You know, this time of year, two regular season games left. I'm not sure how you can't come out and be prepared to play. I guess that's on me to get our guys ready to play. But, you know, we have to realize the seriousness of the situation, you know, how important it is. And be fast. Now, hey, they're a good hockey team, and give them credit. Like, they had a lot to do with you know, those results and some of our poor play. But again, I thought we had some individuals that just, you know, they've got to learn. They've got to take a step. And it doesn't matter your age or your experience level. You have to come ready to play. And we didn't have enough of that tonight.
All right. Well, you know, all we can do now is lick the wounds, get ready, look at some film, and get ready to play these guys tomorrow night. It'll be senior night. It'll be a big night. We should have some fans in here at 6:30 tomorrow night. We're going to have the ceremony for the seniors, or at least for Gus and for Gordy and for Wes, and that'll come at about 6:45 tomorrow night.
Yeah, you're right. Your rebound, and you know, the one positive is you get to come right back tomorrow and have another go at it. And you know, we'll look at some areas and try to clean some areas up. You know, this time of year you have to be good defensively, and we certainly weren't tonight. Not good enough really in any position, from the net to our decoy to our forwards, in terms of the D side of the puck. So we've got to be a lot better. But I am looking forward to honoring Gus Corielli, Gordy Dayfield, and our student manager Wes Day Young. You know, really appreciate the support of our fans tonight too, even with our students gone. I thought the crowd filled in well, and you know, we put on a little bit of a show. We just fell short, but please come out tomorrow night and send those guys off the right way. They love this school. They're really committed student athletes and do a great job for us in the arena, in the classroom, in the community. And we'd love for everybody to get here a little bit earlier than typical so we can have a nice senior night for those guys.
You know, one of the tough things tonight too, Damon, before we let you go, I thought the first 8 minutes of the hockey game were about as good as the Lakers can play. We should have probably scored two or three goals in that time.
You know what? That's Fairbanks was no different, Bill. You know, we were unbelievable to start tonight. Really both nights in Fairbanks. And Friday night in Fairbanks, we looked up. Shots were 11-2, and we're down 2-0. Here we look up. I don't know what they were, 8-1, 9-1, and we're down 1-0. And, you know, you've got to cash in. you know, what a statement that would be if you can pop one or two the first 5-6 minutes on a road game for them and just let them know it's going to be a really long night here at Taffy Able. But we weren't able to cash in, and, you know, we allowed them to hang around. But I agree, thought we had a really good start, and then they flipped that in the second period. We were chasing, we couldn't get out of our zone, and, you know, that was a big impact on the game as well.
Well, we want to ring that victory bell tomorrow night. Let's come back strong on Saturday night against Ferris State.
Yeah, absolutely. We need everybody out here. We'll be ready to play and get this thing done. Like you said, we'd love to go out with a victory bell for these guys, and we're looking forward to it. Thanks to everybody coming tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night.
All right. Thanks, Damon. Thanks for doing this post game.